Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I'm hesitant to talk about this, but I have a collection that nobody even knows about
Really?
Of original paintings. Yeah, it's celebrities painting clowns.
Really?
I have a Larry Miller.
Oh, I see the guy walking down the ramp with his hands up, like, you got me.
Wow.
And I said, do I need to call the cops? And he shook his head and walked away.
Wow.
Which is the answer you would expect.
Like, that guy will stay away forever from that parking lot.
I felt like a man's man.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you were privy to the bonus show last week, you may have witnessed me try to explain a story and a process when I named my dog. But because of Carla and Carrie, who were truly on a conversation jag, it was impossible really for me to get that story told. And the gist of it wasn't all that big a deal. It was just that I wanted to tell you the process because I like naming things, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy doing. So that's what I do. I name things. So the process was, Winslow Homer is a Boston Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, I couldn't think of a name off the top of my head, like with Beluga, when we'd gone and eaten our first Beluga caviar because we hit a jackpot at a casino, and they gave us a free meal at an expensive restaurant, and we could order anything we want. I remember the guy saying that. Get whatever you want. Enjoy
Mike,
yourself. And so we did.
Whiskey. What all you want.
All you want.
And naming something, there is a gravitas to it.
Oh, yes. And a responsibility as well.
Well, I love naming. I like naming. You know, I mean, I think it's
name Barry.
You know, name Barry. We have probably all named people. The Big O and Duke Show, which is one of our groups of people that we share audience with.
Allies.
The naming on that show, some of the best names ever. Pony Boy comes from that show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the greatest name ever, they had an intern that was about 5,000 pounds, and they called him Landfill.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was the greatest nickname. You had two landfills?
There's Landfill 1, Landfill 2, both alive.
To what a great nickname that is. At the intersection of 15 and 7 here in Loudoun County, there is a sign for the Loudoun County Landfill, and every time I see it, I think of that young man. Yeah. And it's probably been 15 years. Yeah.
Still landfill. Alive.
And over the years, there have been
alive.
Great nicknames through radio. We do that. But it's what I do. So when I couldn't come up with one off the top of my head, I said, okay, let me do a deep dive. And I went and did some research. And so I dove into famous Bostonians. First thing, blah, 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 on Google. Bing, bing, bing. I'm going through it. Boring, boring, boring. Revolutionary War, Revolutionary War, Revolutionary War. Just on and on and on. And then I see Winslow. And I love a nerdy kind of olden-timey name for a dog. I said, Winslow. And then I said, well, let me see Winslow. And then it was like Winslow Homer. Well,
yeah.
Winslow Homer was a painter and is written about, at least online, as arguably one of the 19th century's best American painters.
Right.
And I went and I looked at his stuff and I said, oh, it's the sea. And it's old and timey, and maybe there's some Wild West out there. And he's a very, very skilled artist, great painter. And I said, okay, well, you know what? I'll buy a print. I'll buy a Winslow Homer print. Maybe we can hang it up in honor of our new dog, Winslow. So yesterday, I should mention that when you spend the whopping amount of $25.
Oh, so this is not an original Winslow Homer. This is some sort of reproduction.
Yeah, the originals are in the millions
of
dollars.
This is a reproduction of a reproduction.
Okay.
A bad
copy? I don't know what it is. This is I happen to have it with me
before
here.
You show it to us.
Yes.
There's something called a lithograph. And right. I didn't know much about what lithographs were. I didn't understand them. I really had no concept of why they were so expensive. And if I'm not mistaken, I learned, I think, about a decade ago why. It's an actual print from the print, correct? Is that what a lithograph is?
I don't know either.
I'll have to check.
Because
look up lithograph.
I'll give you the context. We were in Boston, and my brother was getting a lithograph, and it was really expensive. I remember.
Sounds like you have a lisp.
Yeah, it does.
Ethel Thayer.
And I said,
I'm interested in a lithograph.
Why don't you just go to like a posters.com website and buy this for a fraction of the price? And he looked at me, as you should, as an older brother would, like I'm a rube, and that I don't understand what he's trying to purchase.
Oh, okay. I think I can get that. Maybe. I think you might be onto something here based on the fact that I shelled out for the greatest painter of 19th century America. A whopping $22.50.
Oh, okay.
Okay, a lithograph, Mike. Lithograph is a misused word and is used to mean several things.
Okay.
An original lithograph.
Is used to mean many things.
An original lithograph. Sorry, I rolled over onto the T. Is used to mean.
It's not an unimportant thing when you do that.
You were born here. I wasn't.
Start the sentence again, and I will show you why it was, because it's.
I love this.
Used.
We're all learning today.
Lithograph is a misused word and is used to mean several different things. An original lithograph is when the artist creates the work of art on a stone plate. And in fact, lithograph means literally stone print. So it's like almost like a printing press type deal.
Wow.
However, let's move on. What is the difference between a lithograph and a print? The print process is described in the very word lithography, which comes from the Greek words lithos, meaning stone, and graphion, meaning to write. Print, on the other hand, is a work of graphic art that has been produced by a process.
Can you just ever read anything and edit it on the fly? I do it all the time.
I can't do that, Mike. That's a gift that only certain broadcasters have.
That has been produced by a process that enables it to be multiplied. So a print is something that is reproduced from the original, whereas a lithograph is made technically, if you're to the letter of the law, it's made to be printed several times.
This is great.
Well,
perfect.
No, the print can be made several times.
But the lithograph is made with the intent of making identical copies because it's being made from one stone print.
Oh, okay. All right.
And there's a quality to that print.
All right. What was I talking about?
You said that you purchased an original to hang in your home.
No. I purchased Homer. A print of Winslow Homer because our dog's going to be Winslow Homer O'Mara, and it arrived yesterday. I've purchased prints. I don't expect them to be great. But when this came.
Look at that.
Oh, that's like a bad crayon. Watercolor. Jesus.
Don't get that wet. The TV is not doing it justice.
Now, Mike, we can hear the flimsiness of the paper as through the mic.
Oh, really?
It sounds like bad printer paper. Yeah.
And it's very dark.
Yeah.
I really want to find out where this is one of his, by the way, this may be his most famous painting of fishermen hauling in herring. Mm. And I would like to know where this Winslow Homer print or this painting, the original, may be hanging. Because as Carla said, that's a terrible painting. I said, it's not a terrible painting. It is a terrible print.
I would like also to know what the original
print.
I'd like to know the original size of the painting, because if it was much larger, it might have a different presentation.
Well, I believe that I could take a print off of the computer and probably generate one, even with low printer ink on my HP.
When you bought it, how did it look on the website where you selected it? Did it look much better than that?
Of course.
Well,
it's not a rube.
Frankie!
He knows about Winslow.
He does.
Jesus. Oh, he's gotten weird last 2 days. He probably does.
They know.
I don't know, but he's gotten...
Incoming.
Wow.
Carla? What's going on? Why is Frankie barking? Don't worry. Then I don't care if I'm doing a show. Hi, everybody.
Mike, hello. Don't worry.
I'm getting doors. There's no way around it. I'm getting big, heavy doors that aren't meant to go into the house that we bought. Thank you.
Well, back to artwork,
to
Mike.
The list. What?
How does that print compare to the print you got of the lady being hugged by Jesus Christ?
The lady being hugged by Jesus Christ sucks too.
So you're two for two.
And that's hanging. We hung that one.
Yeah.
That won't be hang up. That won't be hanging for very long either. What? Excuse me. Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, why?
Hope you're
here's what's interesting. You can give me that dirty look, but you see, when that happens, I'm, you know.
Well, she could do that on camera at least, so we could all. Yeah, enjoy it.
She doesn't want to come on camera right now.
All right.
Oh,
she's really in her jammies right now.
Okay.
You want to come on camera and see what people see in the morning? Come on. Let me see. You're beautiful. You're still beautiful. But
let's see it. Let's see that lithograph.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
What? So, what do you think of the print? Why don't you just hear? Let me give you the microphone.
Yeah, you can be off mic.
Yeah.
Mystery guest.
Here you go. Come on, Mike. Around the other side. So,
Carla,
I don't have enough mic. Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Don't worry, Mike.
Ow. Ow. Oh, God.
You got a pinch?
Yes.
That's what my mom would do when I was a kid.
Carla, that really hurt.
Yeah.
Hi. What's going on?
She's just letting you know. She's letting you know.
So, you've been collecting art.
Home in the house with everybody. Winslow Homer. So thank you. Thank you. So the print sucks, but we may put it up in Michael's room.
Yes.
And I'd like to know where it's hanging or where there are some original.
What's the Winslow
what museum I would go to see.
What is the title of the painting you have?
It might be O'Mara's living room.
Okay.
Might be the title.
Herring, maybe?
Mike, I'm wondering. How you take the next step will really determine your true feelings about this print you bought. Will it get like a poster frame? Will it get any frame? Will it just get tacked up with pushpins?
I don't know. No, I don't think this is a frameable print.
It's in Maine.
I just don't.
Is it?
It's in Maine?
Winslow
is it in
Homer,
Belfast?
The Art Institute. Hold on. Let me give it to you right now.
Really? It's in Maine?
This is great.
It says here it's at Kathy's house.
Oh, I wish it was 10 minutes later. That would have gotten the kicker. All right.
Okay,
it's Kathy's house. It's at Kathy's house in her guest bathroom.
Mike, as of late.
It's in Kathy's house.
Okay, the latest
funny.
Date they give right now
yes.
from 1996, when the last time, how about this? In the National Gallery of Art.
That's not in Maine.
And exactly. And then it traveled to the Fine Arts Museum in Boston, Museum of Fine Arts.
That makes sense.
And then it traveled to New York City.
New
York City always gets everything, especially the COVID.
Yeah, as of right now, from this website, and again, this is a subject to change, it's in a private collection, but it is displayed and travels when it does, depending on, you know.
Wow, so somebody owns it.
Somebody owns it.
Well, you know, I know someone whose dad owns several Norman Rockwell originals, big ones, like the ones that they use to make the magazine covers for the Saturday Evening Post.
They've got
to
be phenomenally valuable.
They are, and when they tour, the museum that handles the touring gives them beautiful reproductions and identical frames to be replaced in their home, so they almost don't miss them.
The Winslow Homer I saw in a private home, which I didn't know much about the artist beforehand.
Right.
I just realized.
You mean you saw it online? You saw it in a private home?
No, I was in a home, a private home.
You went
home.
Into a home that had an original Winslow Homer?
Hand to God, within the last 6 months, yes. Before COVID-19.
Before I even started, so you never really thought about it until I started talking about it?
No, I thought about it internally, but I don't, you know, the...
But you didn't bring it to the show,
I don't like bringing, private, I can talk about it now because it's natural and organic, right?
Right.
Sure. But I'm not going to run and be like, I saw Winslow Homer in someone's house.
I had no idea Chad had that kind of taste.
No, this is generational wealth.
No, Mike, it's a wonderful painting that Winslow Homer did of a fisherman shooting a herring.
And if
shooting a herring. Michael Corleone has a Winslow Homer.
Mike, and when I tell you that when you see this, when you see it displayed, and I think if you own a piece like this, I don't know anyone. This is the first person I've ever met in my life.
There are millions and millions and millions of dollars.
You highlight that when you're giving a tour of the house. You're like, oh, and this is our Winslow Homer. And I'm nodding like a rube, like, oh, yeah.
Sure.
Like,
okay,
oh,
yeah, but I get it. That's a 19, you know, he's famous. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
And I was like, oh. He goes, yeah, this is and that's when I sat there and I was like, oh. And then you start, And this is I think anyone would, maybe you, Mike, because you have the self-confidence of a raging bull.
Right.
Rob, you have kind of this Larry David type of like, I'll do what I want when I want. I am so self-conscious to a level where as soon as I see that, I'm like, oh, I knew you, you know, had generational wealth. But then when you see someone hanging something like that up on a wall,
right,
you're like, oh, I better not scuff anything. Do I have the right shoes? Like you just start,
Were these fabulously wealthy people that were you in this home?
Yes.
Now I must ask because Mike's print is about 18 by 24 inches. It appeared to be like, you know, reasonable size.
Charlie Birdie!
A little smaller
not
than a
Charlie
poster.
Birdie.
All right. Just checking.
How big was the original Homer? How big was it when you saw it? The size of the actual painting?
I would say the size of the print that he has. It's a smaller.
So he worked in a small medium. Wow. Okay. Guy.
I think that's that. Well, no, it wouldn't be. Would it be a small medium? Would it say the medium is like the watercolor or acrylic?
You're
or
right.
That,
I'm sorry. A small format, I guess. Yeah.
Small. He worked on a small scale.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I expect it to be bigger format. Somehow. Yeah.
Right. Now, you know, I'm hesitant to talk about this, but I have a collection that nobody even knows about
really?
Of original paintings. Yeah, it's celebrities painting clowns.
Oh, really?
I have a Larry Miller. I have a Tony Bennett. I have a Rodney Dangerfield. And if you go downstairs, you get to see my my John Wayne Gacy.
That's really
that's
one
really
of the jewels
the
in your crowd.
It's a priceless collection.
Yeah, behind a couple of doors.
Does
if you see that, you're never seeing anything else again. That's the way that goes.
Does it travel? Does it ever exhibit?
No, I don't send them out there. But don't we always have celebrities that paint clowns? Isn't there always like
you know what it came back?
Right?
Is that a Red Skelton painted and sold clown paintings?
Yeah, of course he did, because why like work on being a performer when you can
and Jerry,
good night,
I don't know,
God bless, and now I'm gonna be a painter too, you know.
Jerry collected paintings of clowns, but I don't think he ever painted. I think
Jerry Lewis, Seinfeld or Jerry,
no,
Lewis,
Jerry Lewis, I don't think Jerry Lewis, that's one of the few things he did not master, the art of painting. You do everything else, though.
Do you boys in your travels know any painters? Know of any famous painters?
We have one in our neighborhood. One of Julia's friends in elementary school. His mom is a painter. We actually have two of her pieces upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Do you know a lady named Frida Kahlo?
Yeah.
Famous. They made a movie with Salma Hayek about the incredible. Do you know of a Frida Kahlo? Does your father know Frida Kahlo? Or
no? When my father abducted me and took me to Mexico for that one summer, he was on a Frida Kahlo kick, and we would go to the museum every weekend, and like for hours just stare at these paintings. Which as a younger man, when I'm 21, I wanted to stare at women. And not her paintings. And I remember looking back, I really do appreciate that time. But during that time, I would just be like, man, there's no hot girls at museums. This is a bummer.
Not
real
until
bummer.
Later in life. And then you might, if you're looking for the, you know, you've never been looking for, you know, during your formative years, your young years.
I wasn't looking for
You were substance. Never looking for the right kind of girl.
No, I wasn't.
If you were looking for the right kind of girl, the museum might have been a place to go.
Yes.
But, you know, the only gallery you saw was on a pole for a long, long period of time, you know. So
he also enjoyed the magazine gallery.
The magazine gallery. That's like one of the old adult magazines, or
exactly.
Swank.
Swank. Is the worst.
That is bad.
Magazines.
My best museum story is I was probably first or second grade, and we were on a field trip to the National Gallery of Art, because I grew up in D.C., so we did a lot of Smithsonian type field trips. And I remember this. We were looking at a Jackson Pollock original in the museum. And this is a long time ago, you know, 40 years ago. And they were asking us little kids to see. It was very, abstract. Do you see anything in it?
Dots.
And I saw something, and I walked up, and I pointed and touched the Jackson Pollock.
Oh, my God.
And you touched it? Like, how were you able to touch it?
Because, I mean, it was just hanging there, and you're expected not to touch
paintings.
Oh, also,
even in school, you had a pretty good reach.
Yeah.
Like, you would have been a good ball player, a good basketball player.
Also, this is pre... If we're being fair to Rob, and not that you're old, but there was a different before 9/11.
There was very little security. It was just a painting on a wall.
And the red ropes now that, or people throwing on acid on these priceless pieces of art, that didn't exist really. So you could just walk around.
I remember the lady, the tour guy. No, don't touch that. But it was I learned that you don't touch them.
I'm going through the list of celebrity artists. You might not know Sylvester Stallone. Speaking of Jackson Pollock, they kind of look like Jackson Pollock. Mm-hmm. He's been in the film world for decades. He's been a painter for almost as long. Lucy Liu, she's Kill Bill, remember?
Yeah, in that movie. Of course.
She's painted for years. I'm looking at some works by Dennis Hopper that are really like above average.
Really?
David Bowie. He's got an eye too. They're not crap. I'm looking at they're pretty good.
A lot of musicians, they definitely have that artistic side to them.
Yeah, I think for the music, but overlap.
It'll go straight to art. When we were in Hawaii, Mike, most of the I guess art museums had different musicians' artwork, like from even Aerosmith, where you're like,
yeah,
wow.
I think Ron Wood paints, I believe.
Joni Mitchell has a self-portrait in here. Looks exactly like it. It's amazing. Jim Carrey, we know about him with his political angle on things. Johnny Cash was a painter. Bob Dylan, Stevie Nicks, James Franco. James Franco, I'm not sure I'm a fan. Rosie O'Donnell is a painter. Anthony Hopkins. Look at this list. Janis Joplin.
Yep.
Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'd buy a Frank if I was wealthy.
I think that Frank Sinatra, his deal was in the 60s, he would sign his paintings Artanas, which is Sinatra spelled backwards.
Ronnie Wood, as Rob mentioned, Ron Wood is a painter. Yoko Ono. But she just painted on other people's paintings. No, that's a terrible, terrible joke. Prince Charles. Wow, there are some, and they're all good. They're all pretty, pretty talented.
Don't you feel like some of these people are having other people paint and then just writing?
They're signing them.
Some of them. I will tell you, Ron Wood is a talented artist. I mean, really does a fine job. And the Michael Jackson has a picture of Charlie Chaplin here that he did. That's pretty damn good.
My dad has one of Tony Bennett's books of his paintings that he actually went to a signing and got Tony Bennett to sign. But yeah, Tony Bennett is well regarded as well.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And Tony Bennett, didn't he paint clowns?
I believe he did. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Some, but also other things too. He painted the hug and the peace sign. He paints everything, Tony Bennett.
I'm Tony Bennett.
Were you ever an artist, Mike?
I don't have the talent my father had. My father's an artist. I got paintings from my father in my sister's house and in my house up in Maine.
He drew of you. I love that.
There's a picture that he did when he was 18 that's phenomenal. That's hanging up at my house up in Maine, a state that I used to visit, and maybe I never will again. That's, who knows? Looks like we'll never be traveling again. We're just going to be in the house alone with a barking dog.
Mike, it says here that as long as we're talking celebrity artists, Gary Busey loves to go to this local carnival and do spin art.
Oh, there you go. That's exciting. That's very, very exciting. Based on the way my morning's gone today, though, I will be starting my painting career, and I will be doing a recreation of The Scream. That's what I will be doing. The Scream! Start the show, damn it. Come on,
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Here we are, children.
Oh, the
come
child
get
catcher.
Your lollipops. Lollipops. Oh. Come along, my little one.
What's that?
Scary dude.
Where are you?
Chitty chitty bang bang.
I know you're here somewhere. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Lollipops.
This guy would have been on America's Most Wanted.
And all free today. Cherry pies. Cream puffs, ice cream, treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts and ice cream and all free.
Come along, kitty winky.
Come on, but Jeremy, Trudy said we mustn't be to stay there through some as well. Come on, Mr. Man.
Children, come back here.
My little mice, come to me.
What will it be? Ice cream?
Yes, ice cream!
Strawberries!
Chocolate!
Yes, inside! Come along,
wives!
Come inside, Mother Baby! Come on! Go inside, my little dears!
Got him. He got him.
What is it? What's happened?
The children! He took the children!
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Larrain County Public Schools.
You do that edit, Rob?
The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
That is funny. That's from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And that is the scariest kids villain that you'll ever see in a
absolutely.
Movie.
Absolutely.
I don't know who the actor was. It was terrifying to watch.
What is
the
it? The things that bring us the greatest joy, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Right?
The scene from Rosemary's Baby, and
right.
And now add that to the list. But you know what makes that? What makes that work is that edit at the very end.
He took the children.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. That's a much longer scene that Rob chopped down to a perfect amount of time, where he lures them out of the basement in the toy maker's house, and they end up going into the back of his little child catcher trailer, and they're off to the castle where they're going to be like stuck in a dungeon. Anyway, from Alameda,
alert.
California to, right, deep stuff. Kalamazoo, Michigan, Nebraska City, Nebraska, Schulenburg, Texas, Yellow Springs, Ohio, Copenhagen, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and brought to you something, speaking of children, that my child loves, and I love it with him. It's KiwiCo.
Yes.
A lot of us are cooped up, stuck inside. Most of us should be. If you think it's impossible to get a kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for the brain, I'm a example of this. My son loves his screen time, like so many little kids that are doing whatever they can when they're quarantined. It's very frustrating, but he loves KiwiCo. When the package arrived, we had so much fun with it. It's a science and art subscription box for kids, and it's tested by kids. They guarantee you this is going to work for them. You're going to love it. More fun than any game they can play, and I was truly surprised by how much we both enjoyed it. Michael loves getting things in the mail. Hey, how about have another Diet Coke, Mike?
Yum.
Yeah, there we go. He loves doing it by himself mostly, but I loved helping him with the kaleidoscope. It's great to spend quality time tackling projects together. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. When Oscar says he's got a crime alert when he walks in here, that moves to the top of the list.
Crime report. Crime report.
And, you know, we have a crime report. Crime report.
Hi, Oscar.
Anyway, there is a... little tribute to Fez Wally.
Fez
there
Wally
we
is on
yeah.
point.
So good great.
Hi. No longer in the game. All right. Very good. So you came in and said, I have a crime alert.
I have a crime
alert. You know, we're in the
report,
city.
Yes.
We're in the middle of the city. So stuff happens. We've had stories about things happening in and around Podcast Village. It happens.
Well,
it's a big city.
Yeah, it's Washington, D.C.
Right.
Yeah. But this takes a swerve because I would say around, I actually... And I don't know how much time we have here. Maybe, Rob, you can give me some context so I should know better as I watch the clock as well. I confronted the individual that ended up committing the crime.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm no,
wow.
look, I don't.
What
I don't,
crime was it?
It's B&E. B&E.
A burglary?
B&E, Mike.
Breaking and entering.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, was I successful? No. I wasn't.
Turn that up a little bit, Rob Spiewak.
I was not successful at all. This is what happened. Yesterday around 3:58 p.m., I know this
right.
I had a 4 p.m. Zoom with a client, and I said, okay, I'm looking out the window. I'm depressed about my life. I'm looking,
sure.
I'm looking out. Sometimes you look out a window, you're like, I hope there's other people out there grinding away as I have to, right? If they have
right.
to. Essential only. And I see a gentleman walking up the CVS ramp to a vehicle that I'm aware of. Like it's a friend of ours. It's
right.
a colleague of ours. And not a Podcast Village proper, but within the building.
Right.
And I see him go to the right side of the car, which is not, which is the passenger side of the car on the ramp from my vantage point on the fourth floor of this building. And I see him look inside the window like anybody would if they're looking for something.
Oh, do the thing where you cup your hands on either side of your eyes.
The person you're observing is somebody you know.
No. They walk. The person.
Oh, this is not the person
is
you know.
A third party going.
He knows
to
the car, though.
But you know the car
know the
belongs
car.
To somebody.
Somebody else. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So can I ask you this? Did the person look hinky when they were when you were looking out the window?
No. The perp, Mike, as I like to call him in the business.
The perp.
Is,
sure.
He looked like he was just walking up the ramp. I wasn't looking for trouble. I was just looking out. Just you know, a looky loo, neighborhood watch, just checking things out. And I said, I haven't seen. And I look at the gentleman. I was like, that's not so-and-so, but it could be a friend or a colleague, or maybe he's a new employee. Who knows? Maybe
sure.
He's stimulating the economy. What's happening? Who knows?
Right on.
Except for the fact that when he went to the car, he looked inside the tinted windows, and then he looked around and then pulled on the back.
The door.
The passenger side door to try to get in. And at that point, I'm on the phone prior to this call of all people. I'm sure Rob Ford has no idea what went on. I'm barking at Rob Ford about some edit orders, and I open.
Is he
up,
ignoring you like he normally does?
He wasn't ignoring me. He was actually listening.
All right,
new
very
phone,
good.
Yeah. Do this.
I said, "Hold on." Opened up the window, and I yelled, "Hey, that's not your car!" From the fourth floor.
Okay.
All the way across the street. That's a good yell.
Crime Stoppers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
The guy looks back up at me, hands up in the air, has a mask on because everybody's wearing masks. So can't really tell
how
who it
convenient.
Is. And a hoodie. Had the hoodie up top, so all you see is
so that's
line.
Pretty observant on your part that you're looking at the car. You see that that guy doesn't belong to the car because you know the guy the car belongs to.
While I'm working with Rob Ford, and I was like, hold on a sec. And then come back. I'm like, oh, someone was just trying to break in so-and-so's car. So I get back on with Rob Ford. I see the guy walking down the ramp with his hands up like, you got me.
Wow.
And I said, do I need to call the cops? And he shook his head and walked away.
Wow.
Which is the answer
that's
you would
great.
Expect.
Like that guy will stay away forever from that parking lot.
I felt like a man's man. And I think
and you
I'm,
did
I
it without job. Any. You did it without any danger to yourself because you're distance shaming.
My wife
social
ran up,
distance crime fighting.
My wife ran up to the window, and I think this is the first time she's been attracted to me in roughly 3 years. So since we've been married, so we jump on and I call the person on whatever floor it's on here. I said, "Hey, somebody was just scoping your car." He goes, "Do you think I should go out there?" I said, "I don't know. I'm just giving you a heads up. I got to jump on a call, but I'll keep an eye out."
The person who will go nameless. Nice
yes.
car.
Yes. Nice car. But
really
not like
nice
not ostentatious. Like,
okay.
Yeah, nothing crazy. Like
I was kind of hoping it would.
No, foreign or domestic.
Me too. Because sometimes if you see like a Bentley SUV, you're like, you're asking for it.
Yeah,
sure.
I need a couple of payments for that car.
So
anyway.
So get off the call.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back out there. And literally on another call, I would say 35 minutes later, 35 minutes later, I look out and I'm like, is that broken glass?
Oh, no.
No, that can't be broken glass. Because you can't tell broken glass in a smashed out tinted window on like kind of a hazy day.
Right.
Like the guy had gone back?
That's how intimidating I am, Mike, from the fourth floor.
Oh,
the
my God.
Went back and stole a friend's laptop outside of his car. My barking orders and him going down the ramp as the man I was, because I was like, man, this must be the haircut. Must be like an MS-13 look.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
That's
came
ballsy.
Back?
Came back.
Gutsy.
Came back.
Like within the hour?
Within 35 minutes, because that's how long that call took.
And you're almost 1,000% sure that that hadn't been broken before?
It was not. It was not.
It was a passenger side window that was shattered?
The other side was shattered. Because
the driver's side.
Because the driver's side was shattered because the passenger side where he tried to open the door was too tight. Like it wasn't even an open. The door was locked.
But you know what else? If he did it on the other side, he was probably not within your scope of vision.
No, he was. It's directly in front of our building.
Oh,
that
man.
Is. I can't believe that's stunning.
Flabbergasted. So
that is stunning. So you
that is.
Had you called the owner of the car the first time you
at 3:58.
And then did he go out to his car again to check it out?
I remember, as soon as we found out there was an issue, he goes, really? You think so? Because he's also trying to conduct business.
Sure.
He's on a different floor. And I see him run out from my vantage point, and he looks and he sees and he's done what we've all done. I have had my car broken into in the city. You look around and you're like, you're pissed. You're pissed, right?
So pissed.
And I ran down just to like talk to him, put my mask and my gloves, and I said, hey man, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know you had a laptop back there. I would have said, go to get your gear out of there. But I looked like the guy just walked away. Like, he was busted. And I also, this is what I highlighted to him. I said,
did it look like he was touching the car at some point without gloves, maybe, so you could get a print or two?
No, the guy had gloves and a mask on. The perp.
Oh, my God.
Now you can really get, you can get suited up for a perfect crime and just look like you're being thoughtful.
Yeah, absolutely. You're considering your fellow citizens. Wow. So
exactly.
At this point, two things kicked in. One is my wife is certainly not attracted to me anymore because I did my marking of orders from the fourth floor did nothing.
You should have capitalized on that in the 32 minutes that you were looking like a man.
Let's go to the second floor. Nobody's down there. No.
Yeah.
No. I saw a glimmer of like, this is the man I married.
Sure.
And then when she found out it was broken into, this is the man I married. Like, this.
I'm
is
just so amazed at the brass of that crime that somebody would come back. I mean, that's just,
that's crazy.
As I
that's
told,
just that laptop had had strong attraction to
yes,
this particular
and I
thing.
Said I said okay, I was slightly embarrassed that I didn't think, two reasons. Selfishly, because my bark is not bigger than my bite, because I have no bite and no bark, especially from the fourth floor.
But I mean, you did what you, I mean, at least you did something, right?
You
I mean,
tried,
at least
yeah.
you did. That is just so
and if you really
weird.
If the story ends with the guy with his hands up leaving the parking ramp, you have no reason to think that what you did wasn't a home run.
Alpha male.
Right.
Alpha
exactly.
male.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's exactly the outcome you wanted.
Yes.
Tough
and then
guy.
Within 32 minutes, I'm a beta male. Beta
is
male.
There the slightest chance, in your opinion, that particular, first of all, are we talking about the ramp near the drugstore
yes.
here? Is that
yeah.
so that's where you saw it. So yeah. a lot of traffic there. I just don't get. I just don't get how they. It couldn't have been another person that just happened to see that. If it's a laptop, it's the same guy. Had
same
to be
gotta
the
be.
Same
gotta
guy.
Be.
Wow.
What I would say is this, and as I told our friend, I said, "Hey, man, if that guy, after getting busted, was so ballsy enough to come back within a 35 or 32 minute window to get it again, and willing to break out your window with whatever he broke it out with to get a laptop, he was willing to do anything for that." So the idea right. that you just lost, passengers, driver's side window and a laptop. I mean, who knows what that guy was capable of?
Interesting times. It's very, very difficult with that. And,
I'm not a crime stopper. I try.
Speaking of your radio partner, does he have any high powered weapons that he can shoot from a distance? I'm not talking about killing the guy. I'm talking about winging him or something.
No,
like
sure,
that,
sure.
But I guess what it spoke to, look, crime happens in the city all the time. It just does. And I, as a younger man, I had my SUV broken into. No problem. The backpack that was stolen, the thief was probably just disappointed and disgusted because all it had was free T-shirts from the radio station and free CDs from the radio station. Nothing crazy. Nothing that was
actual
value.
Yeah, but that thief looked great for a long time.
And could Chris. Really dance.
So,
yeah, fantastic.
But I guess overall, I never thought, it, even living in the city, it struck me that I was like, broad daylight, 4 p.m., in front of a building and shoppers, that's what's happening.
Pretty How surreal. Have you been received by the victim of the crime after this? Did you speak to the victim after this was all discovered?
Yeah.
And did he kind of indicate, that he felt like you could have done
crime
more?
Stoppers? I felt guilty. I said, hey, man.
I did too.
My bad.
I feel guilty for you. There is no reasonable, rational way why you or I should feel guilty about this, but somehow
I felt like I
really I feel
said,
like
because he did ask, should I go out there? I said no. The guy's like, he walked away towards the neighborhood, and I said I should have probably said go out there if you have any valuables back there. But
right.
again,
well, I mean, you can't live your life his life for him.
Well,
and what you did is
I
you,
think it's time for a sting. I think they could do a sting.
So
I think they should do a sting.
I had thought about this. I thought about taking one of our cams, because it's light
right.
here, because nobody's, we're in COVID-19 times, and just throwing it out there and putting it onto a stream.
But you know why it's irrelevant? Because of the mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're going to identify the guy right now.
I was asked
the
descriptor, and I said,
right.
mask, gloves, hoodie.
Right. What's you'd have to. You,
Who
you'd
could
have to
it be?
Yeah. yeah. I mean, really, it could be Pony.
Yeah. You know what? The gentleman was
not
like
that
Pony.
Would be- Built but that would pony. Mean Pony would have to have left
right.
his house.
Another question, maybe you can answer this, Mike, and I think I might have the answer. Does anybody remember the alarm system Viper, where like they would sell you like aftermarket alarm systems?
I remember
for your
the
car.
Name. Yeah,
it was called Viper.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So if
I,
some
that but I did my own thing. I had snakes in my car when I when I used to, you know, work in a high traffic
so
area.
So I on I was an old
Q107
constrictors.
Yeah. No, venomous.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Yeah, well, that's more effective.
Asps.
Very dangerous indeed.
I had a...
indeed!
A series of different asps. You know, they look innocent until they bite you, and then you're gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a dream about getting bitten by a snake last night.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I just realized that. Maybe last night, maybe the night after. I just remembered. I had a dream about getting bitten by a venomous snake. Yellow and black. It was yellow with a big triangular head.
Diamondback.
It just came to me. Isn't that weird? That's just weird the way the brain works. But I interrupted you.
A sting is what I would like to do. The problem is, I think it's more of, it wasn't crazy. That did happen. Shannon did see the guy walk away. And then now you're like, I know it's free parking, but maybe we should park in the parking garage.
Might be a good idea. Where it's attended. I mean, it's convenient. It's downhill. Yeah. But I still think you could do your own thing.
If we do the sting, could we get like Pony's car? Because Pony's got a nice car that's easy to spot, and fill it with like 30 laptops.
And murder hornets.
Yes.
And murder hornets.
He has them.
And he breaks the glass and they all come out and sting him to death.
Now what's worse for me is in the, I would say 5 years, maybe 6 years total before pre-podcast village that we've been in this building.
Right.
Is the worst thing that's happened is someone dropped the deuce chronicled on that ramp.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. We had open defecation on that same ramp.
Yes.
That drugstore is a Shell No Pest strip for bad folk.
What?
Can you imagine that we had that happen at that exact location back then and we were not wearing gloves and masks? What does it take?
Yeah, really.
So what upset me more was the robbery, not the defecation.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
the defecation, you got to go, you got to do, you know. As a matter of fact, that was me. That was actually me.
Oh, confession is good for the soul, Mike.
When I used to visit. No, it wasn't. Hope that guy's not mad at you for following up a little more.
He was.
Did you have a mask when you yelled at him?
No, I was.
Oh, no, he saw your face.
Oh, no.
Hey, you. Get the hell out of here.
We'll take a break. And when we come back, I have a particular item that I need, and nobody has it. And you hear about one item, but you don't hear about this other one. So we'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Extension cords. They're for sissies. Sweet or salty. I kiss both ways. I'm the only one who likes to wear goggles. My left pinky is useless. Justin Bieber. Hang in there, boy. Betty White has more upper body strength than most men. Seattle's a hell of a town. That Space Needle. Oh, whoa, boy. You don't hear much about the shoehorn anymore. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center. Target, boy. Or Walmart. Boom. Grab it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. The TMOS Shopping Center. It's better than good. It's unbeatable.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. During this pandemic, Cornerstone First Financial has emerged as a leader and an educator among their competitors. Cornerstone First keeps up with all the latest trends and changes so they can make sure you get the best rate program for all of your mortgage needs. They even have a low rate guarantee. And because they are a lender and a broker, if they can't do it, no one can. This is the team you need during these most uncertain times. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number is 202-1221. I'm sorry, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Remember, these changes in the mortgage industry are temporary, and when this crisis is over, it's the housing industry that's going to bring us out of this and restore our economy and our country. Call Cornerstone First Financial for all of your lending needs, whether it's a purchase or refinance, jumbo or conforming, forward or reverse, VA or FHA. Cornerstone First Financial does it all. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. See what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing, and we are thrilled to have this relationship with the people in our own building, and that they've done very well with advertising right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, which we don't run those radio ads where, you know, you'd be surprised if you're out there listening to my voice, and you, you know, you'd be surprised at how not only affordable it is to advertise in a medium like this, but we get results for people.
Mm-hmm. We do.
People you might not expect we get results. They're not all national advertisers like Harry's and Sleep Number and Legacy Box and those big national companies. You can be a company that's not a national company like Cornerstone First Financial, and you get results.
Yeah,
and we've been very, very happy with that. So, you know, if you're ever interested in that, just contact us at MikeOmeraShow.com, and you'd be very surprised what we can do for you. All right. This is an item. I'm probably, you know, I know I'm not alone because you can't find them. Disinfectant wipes. You hear about toilet paper. You never hear about disinfectant wipes. Now, there's plenty of disinfectant out there. There's hand sanitizer. There's disinfectant soap, antibacterial soap. There are not those little wipes that we all like to use to swab down. Oscar, have you had success acquiring disinfectant wipes?
We ran out roughly 2 months ago, and then we put an order in, and it took about a month to get as much as possible here.
Right.
This is, I was doing the deep dive and the search yesterday, and I've, you know, we've been very fortunate as far as acquiring things like toilet paper when we need it. You're just hearing about so many shortages, but it just, you know, I have no idea what they're going through, and I certainly am not an expert, but to the Lysol and Clorox companies, get your shit together, okay?
This could be the greatest time for you ever.
It's a supply chain issue, and I'll give you the perfect example. The reason
I thought that was food.
The reason why we had to purchase as much as we did, which is not a lot.
Anybody hear that?
I hear that now. Is that me? Let me mute myself. All right.
Not me.
Not you.
Oh, where's that coming from?
It sounds like interference from someone's phone. I'll move my phone out of the way. Is it gone?
My phone's over.
No? It could have been my phone.
Not coming from you guys.
Could have been my phone.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I muted you and I didn't hear it. So, you know.
It sounded like a radio signal.
Talk to me, boys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It sounded like a radio signal, Mike. Like an interference.
Sometimes if you're charging a unit like an iPad or a laptop, you will pick up some interference from the AC. So is anybody charging anything right now as opposed to...
I think
I'm charging everything right now, but I mean, that's what
but
I
it
do.
Should, but, it should, but I know, but it should be something out of the ordinary.
You're clear and clean right now, Mike.
Yeah, everything's
really
good.
Really?
Yeah, we're back.
I'm sorry
back
about
normal.
That. It just, it sounded like...
It's back. It's back.
This is London. What?
We hear it again. Let me mute you. Keep talking. Just keep talking, Mike.
One la 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 la.
Okay, it's on your side. Because we can hear
something's wrong today.
We can hear it coming through.
All right, we're going to take a short break, of course, because I want to be on time today. So let's take a short break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Time now for Fun with Languages. Today we speak Japanese. True enlightenment is found through laughter.
真の悟りは笑いを通して見つかる。
A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to achieve comedic zen.
TMOS bonus show package は喜劇的な zen を達成するための完璧な方法です。
Click the bonus show banner at MikeOmeraShow.com to begin your quest for hilarity now.
MikeOmeraShow.com でボーナスショーのバナーをクリックしてハイラリティの探求を始めましょう。
The sugar glider is my spirit animal.
シュガーグライダーは私の精神動物です。
どうもありがとう。
ザッツジムアマト。
Welcome back. I think it's gone.
It's gone.
Hi, everybody.
It's gone. It's gone. Nice.
Yeah, I think I figured it out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain with great visuals and a gripping story, your answer is Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a casual game that anyone can play, but it's made for adults. You can spend as much or as little time as you'd like in the game. Perfect for a little break at a time. Dinner time. Yes, Rob?
I'm on level 51. I finally beat the boss slug.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle experience. Unlike any other puzzle game out there, Best Fiends updates. Best Fiends.
Yes.
Updates the game monthly with new levels and events so it never gets old. Once you start, you can't stop. Fresh fun, cute.
I'm cute.
Yeah, this morning I checked it out. They've got Mother's Day graphics up. They're up to date. It's so cool. It's great.
I love it. Best Fiends, great anytime. Doesn't require internet to play, so you don't need to worry about Wi-Fi access or using cell data. No bandwidth, no problem. Spend some time with your Best Fiends. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends, everybody. Note to the junior broadcasters out there. When you acquire a charger for a laptop computer,
yeah,
and you're running it through an audio chain, maybe you might want to get the best quality one and not the one that's going to go as soon as you plug it in. There you go. I got my Apple proprietary charger is still plugged into my main computer. The one from Wuhan that I purchased, unfortunately, is now disconnected because it was causing a little bit of a problema, and that's it. Yeah. So anyway, welcome back to the show. I was talking about disinfectant wipes.
Yeah. Yes.
None to be found. Online, Amazon, no. Mm-hmm. Target, no. Walmart, no. The Michael O'Mara Shopping Center, no. We didn't find any, no. Then I find the home improvement store. I type in, where can you get disinfectant wipes? He said, Home Depot. I go on Home Depot. Not available online, in-store only. Not available at your store. So I'm like, okay, they don't have them either. Then I see Lowe's, in-store only, with no guidance from Lowe's that says right. They're not there. And I go there, and of course, the shelf is bare. So right. They're all gone. Mm-hmm. Didn't know whether anybody had any tips or info.
I can go
we
kind of
rely on them here.
And see, what's that? I can go to Ace today after the show.
Do you have any, like family-owned or smaller hardware stores?
Ace. Let me go to an Ace.
Because hardware stores, sometimes they operate a little under the radar because they're not people's first go-tos anymore. And sometimes you'll find stuff there. You really can be surprised.
It's either that or I'm thinking Senior Citizen Hour at the local Costco.
First
thing in the morning, which I cannot even describe to you how little I want to do that. How I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be first in line at the Costco for the Senior Citizen Hour because I know the type of human beings that are going to be there, and I don't want to be part of it.
It's your privilege for surviving this long.
Exactly. And, Mike, it's a great opportunity not just to get disinfected wipes. You might make friends.
What was that?
It's not just your opportunity to buy wipes. You might also make friends. These are your peers.
I find it difficult to make friends when people are wearing masks.
From 6 feet away. Hi, neighbor.
New protocol. I think this is as of effective immediately. Most of these stores are now like, they have it laid out on the website. This is how it looks like. This is what we're going to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the lady at the Lowe's, though, where all I was able to acquire was some wipe downs for my car because I'm saying goodbye to Rocket today. Rocket is leaving today. Yeah. The guy's coming down today.
Rocket.
Taking it away. Mrs. O'Mara is very, very happy that... by the way, if you're wondering what my monthly car payment was, that I made a bad decision when I bought that car, my monthly car payment was $8,437.
Wow!
So she's very happy to be getting rid of that particular car payment. But for the lady at Lowe's, who I was buying the wipes, the vinyl wipes to wipe down the dashboard... when you're wearing the mask, and I'm on the other side of plexiglass, and you have your mask just squarely over your mouth with your big beak hanging out, and I'm staring at your oh-so-ugly nostrils.
Oh, like this?
You're supposed to put that mask... I see more people that do that.
Over the nose
and
the
more
face.
People that do that. And by the way, the Griblies come into the nose and out of the nose as well.
Yes.
So be aware of that. But today the guy makes his way down here to... Cocoonville.
Have you spoken to him, or have you just
I spoke to him, I believe, only one time, and then the car gurus people have taken over. Oscar,
we got
of a phone call. I actually have completed a transaction with them, and No fuss, no muss. I've never done it like you. And listen, all that stuff you used to go through when you would sell your own stuff, really kind of all the, at least the financial stuff, done.
It's
the money is where it's supposed to be.
Wow.
And I have not had to, you know, sit there with a paper bag and have him put his cash in a paper bag. This has all been handled by the people. And if you're selling a car, you might know this better than I am, because they were kind of hinky about letting me know what the final numbers were.
Yeah, you got to say, hey, what's the haircut?
The haircut, I think, comes on the other end. I think I think the buyer gets the haircut.
I've never heard the phrase the haircut. That is so great.
The haircut is like what they chop off the final price. I'm getting what I wanted out of the deal.
You're still upside down. So I
am getting the money from that guy.
Better than a dealer.
Oh, absolutely.
It's significantly better than it is. Matt, I want to drive down to the dealer and go, I'm here to tell you, I'm living proof to tell you that when a dealer tells you, oh, you don't want to go through that hassle. Yeah. No, it's really not a hassle. You've sold cars.
Every one of my cars, except for one, have come from an online eBay, Craigslist, or Auto Trader. I'll have to try Car Gurus.
Oh, don't give the competition a plug.
Had such a great experience. I'm going to have to try Car Gurus in the future.
And Mike, I have to make a request. Please use the Alan Goodman pronunciation of guru.
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 I had a good experience. I had a great experience except for Leslie.
Ooh.
All right. And as one of the other people at this center said, she's a little set in her ways.
Mm.
That's a nice way of saying, it's
Is
difficult.
It Leslie No?
It's Leslie No.
And, Leslie No, daughter of Dick No.
She was related to the lady at BB&T that said, the manager that said no. He was a guy.
And by the way. Yeah.
But I just want to say, shout out to Leslie. Leslie, I thoroughly enjoyed going into the UPS store to get my document notarized, standing in there for 35 minutes with the old ladies that only know how to mail packages by taking a big box into the store and then getting to the counter and having the lady tell me that in Florida it doesn't need to be notarized.
Mm.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you
Sick
for
burn.
That. That
Sick
was the only part Sick that burn. Was a little... But then... fast track. It was like kaboom. It worked
the
very
scariest,
fast. There were some glitches, you know.
The scariest transaction was in Arizona when I remember meeting someone at a strip mall and selling my my Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Right.
And him.
What color was it?
Red, of course. and he said, do you just want me to go get cash or a personal check? And I was like, I'm 26 then.
Was this a Craigslist purchase?
Oh, this was a Craigslist transaction, yes.
the scariest kind.
The scariest kind.
Oh, it's scary.
And I said, and then what's running through my mind is like, okay, if I sell this and I get cash, do I get rolled after I get the cash? Like, what's going to happen? Like, you're going through this like 20 different iterations, get a bad check. What am I going to, I'm not a Crime Stopper, clearly not even today. So he says, look, he looks at me, he says, look, man, you got all your records. I'm not going to stiff you. This card's for my son. He's an idiot. And literally walked me into the bank and said, let's get the cash. We'll go all separate ways. I promise you, like, this is going to be safe. Because he saw the fear in my eyes of how do I get through this?
So he was an older guy.
He was an older gentleman.
He had some maturity.
It's for my
idiot probably,
son.
That's probably the best possible outcome for you.
Yeah.
Because really, your head would go in 40 different
ways. I was in a different state. I didn't know anybody. And I was selling a car in a strip mall.
You're going to roll you and you have to run into the massage place there, the nail parlor, and say, help, help.
But here, nowadays, you don't have to really go through.
You don't have to do
that. You can
do
it all through the people that do it.
And bank transactions.
And so the guy's coming down, and he's even coming into the neighborhood here. I'm fine with that. The transaction, his money's not in his hands anymore, and it's in escrow. So,
and he got a sweet deal.
He got a great deal.
Yeah.
He got a really, really good deal, but he was the only one that offered the deal that he offered. And I'm still getting offers on on this car.
Too late.
And they're all trying to steal it. They're all trying
of course.
Steal this car. And nobody was trying to steal it more than the dealer. That make no mistake. It is not like there are bad, dishonest dealers. That is their model. If
well,
you
that's how they stay in business
for years.
Of course.
Look, I'm not preaching the.
No, this is a new experience for you.
It's a new experience for me. That's why I'm talking about it. I know there are people rolling their eyes. Hey, Mike, you never sold a car. No, I didn't. I didn't sell a car like this.
The dealer. I went that route with the Audi. I remember taking it to CarMax, and I laughed when they gave me, "Here's your estimate. What we can give you," and I said.
Right.
are you kidding me? Like, that's $10,000 less than what I could do privately. And they said, this is a special car. There's got to be a special, I guess, buyer for this. And I'm right. like...
And what they're telling you is like, oh, they're going to sell this on their lot for, you know, $11,000 more the next day. That's when it's going to be out
there. It's almost like the automobile dealers are in it to make money.
They do. This is not, look, I know people, I know some of you are rolling your eyes out there. This is not new information. It's new for me. Yeah, and I'm just saying outside of being knocked unconscious later on this afternoon, so far it's gone very well. But even if he did, it wouldn't matter because the paperwork's already been done and the money. And it's given the okay by Leslie, who told me that, you know, and by the way, she was really good to deal with. Craig was a little better when he, you know, sent the right document.
Mike, that just was, in case, we're going to prepare the memorial show for tomorrow. Oh, just in case.
Very good. Yeah, it's just like, this is really, really terrific. Can I get a better look inside the trunk? Would you mind opening the trunk? Yeah, let me get that to you right now. I'll do that. And this looks really good right now. And all right, there you go. And maybe it doesn't work. Maybe this piece of crap computer doesn't work when I'm trying to play a goddamn sound effect. Jesus.
Hey, what's
Christ.
That in the trunk? Okay, look a little closer. Is that a red dot?
I had to look closer.
Is that a red dot? I don't see a red dot.
I see it in the back right there. Oh my head. Oh. And now it still doesn't work. Oh, this is the, you know what? You were really, really good at causing all sorts of weird noises during the show. But then when I want to play something, it doesn't work. I'm sorry. I'm very frustrated. We have to take a commercial break.
It's understandable.
I'll try to figure this garbage crap computer out. And we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy car selling, everybody. Bye-bye. Better be a fast one. Better be a short one. Better be a long one. Thank you. All right.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
Sounds so happy.
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday,
Rob
and
Ford.
I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by our bonus packages. Do you ever hear the story of the little kid that got everything he ever wanted? Well, he lived happily ever after. So when you wanted a weekly double dose of TMOS with a later start time, fueled by booze, co-hosted by our better halves, and a free stream of the bonus, how... So when you wanted a weekly doppel dose of TMOS
bonus
with a later start time. Huh?
It was bonus show. I must have left off an S.
Mm. Oh, we made that happen just to make you happy.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Mm. All right. Anyway, it's the bonus show. And I can't use my computer. Everything is beginning to fall apart.
Mike?
I mean, his copy, I'm used to that. So twice, three times a week.
This is a tough time for everybody. It's completely understandable.
Just trying to see if I can do my news stager.
News!
Boo! Anyway, America's infectious disease experts, ladies and gentlemen, are headed by one Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
He is a handsome man, so maybe it's not surprising that he was the inspiration for a character in a romance novel back in the early 90s. Most of us were introduced to Dr. Fauci when the coronavirus exploded a few months ago, but he's been the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease since 1984. And in 1991, he was the inspiration for a sexy scientist character in a best-selling romance novel called Happy Endings.
Now, do you think he was ever like really hot when he
it's
was
about
young?
A widowed first lady who falls in love with Dr. Anthony Fauci or a scientist modeled after him. I would just be kind of quiet and lay back right now for the rest of the show. That might be the best course of action. That's because I'm beginning to shake a little bit. The author Sally Quinn says she first met Dr. Fauci when she sat next to him at a function in Washington, D.C. NBC. She says, quote, I just fell in love with him. She was married to Ben Bradley, if I'm not mistaken. Usually those dinners, you make polite conversation and that's it. But we had this intense conversation, personal conversation. I thought, wow, this guy is amazing. So you got that, which is interesting. Yeah, a little louder for that. Very good, Mike. That's delightful. Thank you very much. It sounds like those rumors about Tom Cruise making a movie in space were true. Yesterday, a NASA administrator tweeted, quote, NASA is excited to work with Tom Cruise on a film aboard the International Space Station. I saw the viral video of him with James Corden jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah.
And it doesn't surprise me that Tom Cruise has that little daredevil in him, and I think he's perfect for that. So we'll see what happens with that. We need popular media to inspire a new generation of engineers and scientists to make NASA's ambitious plans a reality. If this happens, it'll be the first narrative non-documentary film to be shot in space.
Wow.
Buy me my tickets already.
You know what the name of it's going to be?
What's that?
Very, 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 very risky business.
Very risky. He's fit. He was, when he does the thing where Corden jumps out of the airplane, he's really fearless. He's kind of laid back, cool, and he does a lot of his own stunts and all that stuff. A design company has released a template to make your own social distance picnic blanket. Basically, it's like a big ring of fabric with circles for individual people to sit on. While most airlines are automatically blocking off middle seats right now, Frontier Airlines, let's spotlight them, shall we?
Great people.
I wish I could say so.
Oh, no.
Frontier Airlines has decided to charge people an extra $39 if they want the middle seat next to them to be empty. Airlines never cease to amaze. I mean,
wow.
The greed level of these a-holes. Boy, I can't believe you. I am so frustrated with that. Moving right along.
The Contagion government, Airlines.
What's that?
Contagion Airlines.
Contagion Airlines, yes. Yeah, we're going to keep you safe, but maybe you could give us a little money for it.
Right.
Wow. A government scientist in the UK has resigned after he broke the lockdown rules to visit a married woman who he's been having an affair with. That's God. Okay. People. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Six Flags is going to require that visitors make advance reservations to visit once they start reopening their amusement parks. It's to help them control the number of people inside the park. That's fine, but it's still Six Flags, and why are they first?
Right, yeah.
It's just whatever, you. A woman in Pennsylvania was diagnosed with coronavirus, then went out to a party and ran errands the next few days. She was arrested and spent the night in jail.
Mm.
So there's that. They're figuring out in Pennsylvania. And a salon owner in Dallas was sentenced to 1 week in jail for refusing to close during the stay-at-home period. They got in trouble. There are some people that are being policed out there.
Yeah.
A guy in Utah has blue Christmas lights on his house right now. He says they're to honor medical workers, but his HOA says they violate the no Christmas lights after March 1st rule. And they'll fine him $50 if he doesn't take the lights down. What I don't have the details of in this story is whether they've been up since Christmas, which would really back
you know
up the
they
HOA.
Have been.
Yeah.
And also, why is March 1st okay? Like February 28th, it's okay to have Christmas lights up?
You betcha. Absolutely.
Wow.
Finally, Nino Vitale, a Republican member of the Ohio House of Representatives, says he won't wear a face mask because, quote, we are all created in the image and likeness of God. Mm. That image is seen the most by our face.
Mm-mm-mm.
What Bible, what chapter in the Bible is that in? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm sure somebody weird. Maybe in Congress would feel better about, hey, we're all doing it. Let's just make sure we're good.
I just walk up to that guy and say, I back you up 1,000%.
Oh, the spit.
And now a little something, something. As you saw from 90% of the posts on social media on Monday, it was Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
May 4th. Yes, May the 4th be with you, a couple of days ago. Well, it sure backfired hard for a pop culture themed restaurant called Coco Vanilla Galactic Cantina in Alberta, Canada. I love Canadians. To celebrate Star Wars Day, one of their female employees dressed in a full stormtrooper outfit to wander around on the street to try to drum up business. Well, she was holding a toy stormtrooper blaster gun I've seen those. My kids got them on Legos all over the place. And a few people saw that and called the cops. Apparently, they mistook it for a real gun, even though the woman was in full costume. The cops came. They pulled real guns on her, pushed her to the ground, handcuffed her, and put her in a police car. It took about an hour before everything was sorted out, and she was released without any charges. You see, in Canada, they think that guns are dangerous. Aren't they nuts? even if they're made up plastic guns, they're worried about them. They get concerned. If an idiot here thought she had a weapon, she would probably be having lunch right now with Princess Leia. It's, you know what I mean. We'll take a break with this fantastic setup I got working for me today. Hello, old MacBook. We'll be right back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
P1s, come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones.
Wow.
Champagne, drunken wives, all free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words, mixed drinks, maybe even ice cream, treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts and ice cream and all free.
Come along, kitty winkies. Come along, my little dears, my little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live. Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
Wow.
The weird thing behind that
might be the best we've ever had. That's fantastic.
I had selected the show open today of the Child Catcher before Mike Pollack made and sent that promo.
Mike Pollack.
He is, I said it to him in a message list. I said, God damn it.
Genius.
I love you.
Yeah, you're the best. Man, oh man. Ask him if he's free for, work. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Here's a coronavirus update. Disney profits plunged 91% last quarter because COVID-19 forced their parks to close. Executives say to make up for the loss, they will need to sell 16 full-priced adult admissions, 3 Dole Whips, and a sweatshirt. The White House has announced that they will shut down their coronavirus task force by Memorial Day, which is nice. People will be able to safely wear white pants while using their ventilators in the ER after Memorial Day. And Billy Joel has agreed to appear at the All-Star Rise Up New York fundraiser. He has agreed to wear a mask over his nose and mouth to protect the audience and a second mask over his eyes so this doesn't frighten children. I knew you were going to make a Billy Joel eye joke. Luckily, the TMOS Shopping Center takes the fear out of shopping. Get things from Target and Walmart safely from home. Hit up MikeOmeraShow.com and the banner's right there. Click it. The TMOS Shopping Center. It's right there.
Right.
It's not colorful, though. Love it to be a little more colorful. But
little zing, little zang.
Just a little, that'd be nice. Target and Walmart, trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure that you, except for wipes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The TMO Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. Uptown girl, she's been living in an uptown world. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is the 6th of May, 2020, on Wednesday. Take it away, Rob.
You know, for Star Wars Day, Billy Joel said, hey, look at me. I look just like Darth Vader with my mask off.
Yes.
So he's doing great. Yes. You can say a lot of things, but Kmart is not often looked at as an internet shopping pioneer. But I was reminded of something, and we ran this tape back in 2013 when they started shopping online through Kmart. Now, Kmart's gone now, but this was a pretty cool campaign back then. Remember, they said, if you want to buy your pants, you can have them shipped to you. Kmart was ahead of the
Ship my pants. Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. Remember this. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants, too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
So the beauty is though Kmart is not really a thing anymore, you can still do Walmart, you can still do Target, and you can ship your pants right through our website. And I just want to congratulate Kmart to be
to get a
curve.
Little creative airline. When I have to watch the Liberty Emu,
yes,
that has absolutely zero creative input. None. They put no effort at all. I mean, none. They don't. Even the flow, the Progressive commercials,
yes,
put a little more effort than the Lemu. You know,
yeah.
Let's put a porn star looking guy next to a giant bird, hearty har har, with no effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can save you, but the saturation is so total. I just wish
exactly.
they'd make more of an effort. You know, these giant insurance companies that spend so much money, it doesn't matter. You could say, you know, poop in your hand, and that would be the slogan that everybody would know. It's all frequency. I still wish, with the frequency, that they would do a little better job.
Yeah, help
but it
us
doesn't
out.
Need to be done. In their mind, all you have to do is put something that grabs attention.
Right.
That's the only criteria they have. It has to grab attention, and then saturate, saturate, saturate. I wish they'd work harder. I really
Speaking
do.
Of commercials, Mike, here's a commercial with a great story behind it from 1980. Brian Johnson, the current lead singer of AC/DC, the day he auditioned for the band to replace Bon Scott, he had a second gig booked that day. The day he auditioned, he also recorded a commercial for Hoover Vacuums in 1980.
Wow.
He ended up getting the gig, but he also got $700 for the Hoover spot. This is the actual Hoover Vacuum commercial sung by Brian Johnson the day before he was hired for AC/DC.
The new hot powered compact from Hoover, it's a beautiful mover. The new compact does more than beat. It also cleans, it also sweeps, and brushes right to the edge.
So inappropriate
right
for that product.
Right to the edge. Changing a bag is easy as ABC.
And he'll almost hear my father.
The new hot power compact from Hoover.
Who
it's
the hell
a beautiful
I'm gonna
mover.
Buy a goddamn vacuum cleaner with that guy singing.
It's a beautiful mover.
Right. Yeah.
I just thought that was a cool story.
Yeah, it's a great voice, though.
Jimmy Kimmel last night did a salute to teachers, and it started out so sincere.
Dear teachers, thank you
for all you do.
Having our kids at home has taught us
that our children
are terrible,
stubborn,
selfish,
impossible monsters
who suck our life force,
begging for snacks like zoo animals. How are you not all alcoholics?
You deserve more money.
Thank you for teaching our terrible toddlers
and teenagers
for 7 magical hours every day.
Dad, where are you?
Shut up, Harper!
This message is brought to you by Trojan Brand Ultra Thick Condoms. Next time, double up.
Exactly.
I love that.
Now, this next tape, this was trending yesterday, and if this doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. It's a guy and his son. Son looks to be like maybe 7 or 8. They're on an empty baseball field because of COVID-19. He's pitching to his son, and the son just hauls off and nails a home run. I mean, it is way out of there. Listen to how excited his dad is.
I can relate to that.
Let's go! Let's go! Yeah! Yeah! Let's go! What? Oh! You did it! You did it! Yeah!
It's so great. It's just,
that's
it's fun
love
because
right there, boy. You
spend a lot of time with your kids during this isolation stuff, and when they pull
I'll tell
something
you, Michael,
great.
Michael William O'Mara, he's got, he has a swing. And he, by the way, he can hit already, 6 years old, he can hit from both sides
Ooh.
Of the plate.
Really?
I mean, this kid, you know, you don't realize that you miss the activities. He had gotten back into Little League, and he doesn't dig it 100,000%, but he wanted to play again. And
right
about that time COVID hit, he has no idea at his young age that he's got a great
a
swing, a natural swing. He doesn't
That's
know.
That's amazing.
And it's
That's
driving
great.
Me nuts. You want to go to the ballpark? No, I'll play Minecraft. That's what I'm dealing with right now. And it's
you
just
say, can he play Minecraft? Fun. Can he play Minecraft left-handed, though?
No, but he built a Viking ship yesterday.
Oh, right. That's good. Yeah. That's good, too.
In creative mode. Thank you. All right.
There's so many, you know, of the talk shows that are originating from home, and they don't do it for me. But last night, Conan talked to Hank Azaria, and Hank Azaria is always entertaining to me. Question for you guys. What
Great
do you
actor.
Think is Hank Azaria's favorite voice to do on The Simpsons, because he does a million of them.
Well, he's certainly not going to say Abu, because
he got in controversial trouble
for that. I think Mo, the bartender.
Actually, he said Mo is the one that's hardest on his throat, so he doesn't like
that,
to do
that
Mo.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, that's why I probably like it. That's why people like me doing Lucille Ball. That I could only do until I was like 45. And then I was like,
his favorite voice to do is Professor Frink.
The one I enjoy the most, Conan, my friend, is Professor Frink. To me, it's the vocal equivalent of a peanut. I cannot stop once I start. If I get going, I simply cannot stop. It annoys the gadoodles out of my wife.
You can't be depressed making that. I think that's what it is. It's like a natural mood elevator. If you're down and you start talking this way, it's very difficult to remain depressed. Try it at home.
And so we close with the fact that
he's such a mega talent, that
isn't
man,
he, though?
Really.
He's so great.
Absolutely. You know, you go back to a movie called The Birdcage, and Hank Azaria plays the houseboy, Spartacus. Agador's Spartacus.
Agador Spartacus, yeah.
Just fantastic. You know, I cannot wear shoes. They make me fall down.
And fantastic. We close with the fact that always remember and never forget that Professor Frink is just the nutty professor. He's doing Jerry Lewis.
Well, without question, you absolutely. Yes, we'll never have to correct our talk. We won't ever speak. That is, we'll never have to talk again. We just never will discuss talking. We shouldn't really converse about speaking.
But the thing is, Hank Azaria does Jerry Lewis better than Jerry Lewis does Jerry Lewis.
No,
so
I think Hank Azaria does. I think Hank Azaria is funnier.
I don't think there's a connection to Jerry, actually.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think he stole it from Jerry. By playing Jerry.
No, because Jerry's got more of the New York accent on it. It doesn't work with the professor.
That's why.
Because Jerry was just not good.
That's why they hired Jerry to play Professor Fink's father in the episode. Obviously, no connection. So, that's your
Jerry
magic
sucks,
audio
Rob.
Vault. Yes, he does.
Jerry sucks. There
he
you go.
Does. But at least he never painted clowns. Yeah. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. I'm gonna take my computer and I'm going to... You know, we were watching... What the hell were we watching? Some Jerry Lewis with his slicked back grease hair and his cigarette in his mouth trying to be funny. And I just looked at him and went, Jerry...
The best.
Buddy Rich was the best, pal.
Buddy Rich loved Jerry Lewis. Did you know that? I have this tape of him talking about Jerry Lewis. He says all other comedians are clams.
There you go. All right. Work on those typos, will you, please? Thank you. Really, just edit your work. That's all I ask from the bottom of my heart. All right?
You got it.
Smart guy. All right. Jerry Lewis lover.
For all friends.
Another half hour right now. Jerry Elvis. Paul McCartney. Jerry Elvis. Paul McCartney.
Sounds like a great show plan.
Yeah. We're right. Maybe you could host your own. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Just try and have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a wounded sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.